you want to go right back to the old business?
Yes.
We start there?
Okay. Yes,
it's case number 9839, Anna Ward, north of Road 20A, east of Road 486A, a variance from the minimum lot size requirement for a parcel. Bring the board up to date on the minutes of the last meeting.
If you would, please.
It's I think the best thing to do is for me to read it to you so you all know what it's saying. And, of course, this is where this would come into play. Mrs. Collins presented the case, and she said Donna Ward was sworn to testify that 4,810 square feet variance from the required 32,670 square feet for a parcel that previous owners applied for a similar variance, that it was denied, that he would like to subdivide the parcel, that it would be used for affordable housing, that he would like to sell the property to Habitat of the Humanity, and that he has a entrance approval letter from DelDOT. So you've got all that. Richard T. Fall was sworn in and testified in favor of the application and stated that he is the past president of Habitat for Humanity and that he would like to have the application approved, that Mr. Ward had offered the land to organize for affordable housing, and that if the application was approved, two homes would be built. So he wants to build two homes on that. Iola Williams Batson was sworn in, testified in opposition to the application, and stated that she would like to see only one home built on that parcel of land, that she would like the home to be a quality home on that parcel, and that she feels if the parcel was split, that the lots would be too small. William Batson was sworn in, testified in opposition to the application, and stated that he feels if the parcel is subdivided, that the lots would be too small. So you had the two homes would be built, that the home is not going to be up to par, and they think that the lots would be too small. Then Bill Palmer was sworn in, testified in opposition to the application, and stated that he owns a lot in the area, that he feels it is not a good case for a variance, and that he questions the septic system, which in turn we had told him, I believe, that don't handle the septic systems, that's Denrecs, and they wouldn't be able to get a permit anyway,
right,
if they didn't meet it. So it was 5-0 to have it tabled until June 11th, which is tonight for the meeting. And gentlemen, before we go any further, you've noticed that a gentleman standing in the back of the room, you all know I've requested that, and I've talked to Mr. Burrow about that, the way the issues are in the world today. We would like just to have just once in a while for the sheriff's department, that is one of our county sheriffs. Okay. Which will be looking in on us every once in a while. So that's all I have for the 9839, the Anna Ward case. So there are the things you have to consider tonight.
Oh, okay.
One other thing for the record, we decided that this the diagram that's on stapled with the application is not the correct diagram.
Yeah, that's right.
Are there any discussion from members of the board, or any further discussion? Gabe, how do you feel that?
You have the you've had the copy of the original one. Did I pass that down last week?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
There's a mix of lots, and it appears the majority are much bigger than what they're proposing.
Correct.
Most of them are at least an acre lot.
Yeah.
And if we my opinion, if you'll allow the subdivision, then you're going to see others. Because most of these lots front two roads. Right, they're smaller.
How do you feel, Mr. Workman?
I'm all right, but maybe open the door for something else, like John said. If we grant this, the reason why somebody else can't come back and do the same thing now.
Right.
Well, this case was denied before, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yep, sure was.
Still not clear on what the difference is.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting right. What is the difference they said?
First application was applying for two variances.
Right.
This one was applying for one.
One. That's the difference then.
That's the way I understood it.
Okay.
That's right. That's the reason he got to come back in here.
It's actually, you know, it's the same area working with it, just he went.
He just cut the lots, make it two parcels instead of
make it one to the two. And that's where he needs a lot reduction.
It was still one to two, but in the first application, it seemed to me neither lot had sufficient frontage. In this one, at least one does, and so he reduced the variance by one.
By one.
Okay.
It's still, so that's a good way of putting it. That's exactly what he did.
Well, there's no further discussion. Chair will entertain a motion on this case. In case number 9,839. But
could I see your drawing that was turned in with the application?
Sure.
Not the drawing, but the survey.
It's right there.
You got it there?
Oh.
That's the same one, I guess.
It's on here.
It's called map. Hit the X. Hit map. And then you have to take it up to about 66%.
I think,
how you do that, John?
Up here, there's a couple different ways. You can either touch that magnifying glass, or you can just touch it over here, and there's a drop-down menu. You know, you can take it on up to 50 or 100, or you can just keep, you can just keep hitting this plus, and it'll keep enlarging.
Pass that down.
If he wants to look at that.
You can see the road frontages are over 150 proposed.
So it meets all the road frontages. It's just a square footage variance. That's neat.
Actually, the variance, one of them meets the requirement.
The other one doesn't.
The other one doesn't.
Three quarters of an acre and 32,600 square, 70 square feet, or 150-foot frontage, and 150-foot frontage.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue different ways. They, you know, if you look on the other side of the pond, a lot of small parcels, and it's pretty congested. I don't think, you know, to grant this, they're building small homes. Habitat's not building huge homes, so they should be able to meet setback requirements. But question is, will they, you know, will this whole community become, you know, small homes, and then the folks that have larger parcels with larger homes or does that leave them with their property values? I think was what the opposition's argument was.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the little triangle to the east, wonder, you know, that's an unusable lot, more or less.
That's owned by Mount Capri.
That's what?
It's owned by Mount Capri, I mean.
Oh, wait.
It's a continuation of of their parcel. So even though it's cut, it's, you know, it's connected to the rest of the parcel.
That's not a done deal either, right? Mm-hmm. When he said, it's not a done deal.
What's that?
But the Boney home.
No, because he had got the money.
No, they're looking for lots. So.
Yeah.
And could there be a stipulation on that? That it would be, if we approved, can we go that far and approve this with a stipulation that as long as Habitat for Humanity is involved in this?
I don't think you can do that, because you can't bind it that far down the line.
You could bind it to say that it would have to meet all setback requirements, whatever was built on the property, which would limit the size of the house.
So if this we happen to prove it, and this doesn't get built,
somebody else could build, yeah.
Somebody else could build there.
Somebody else could build there. As long as it meant the same thing, all different.
But if somebody else did build, they would still have to come here for a variance on that smaller lot. Mm-hmm.
If
they didn't meet the setback.
It stays with the parcel.
Yeah.
It would stay with the property.
If they didn't meet the size and the setback, they'd still be here for a variance. Right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it follows the property.
Right.
Be better just to, you know.
I mean, it's not like they could build anything.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It just makes it a buildable lot.
Right.
That's what he's trying to do, basically. But he said if they didn't have the money, they could get it from him. He was more or less wanting to sell it to them and get it sold to the humanity habitat for them. So I kind of think he would open up a can of worms.
Yeah.
But.
Same.
I think so. Again, if there's no further discussion on case number 9,039, I will entertain a motion. Second call.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 9,839 as it doesn't meet the standards for granting the variance.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman. Excuse me, that we deny case number 9,839. The reason being that it does not meet the standards of granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, motion carried by a vote of 4-1, the case to be denied. Okay.
Case number 9845.